Edgin tried to remember the last time he'd slept. Sleep. That capricious, lovely siren. He knew he'd been acquainted with her once. He'd even had a bed. A comfortable bed, if he remembered correctly. Lately, though, his world had shrunk to the small, scarred kitchen table by the fire. And everything, from the dried herb bundles hanging from the ceiling to the pot of something cooking or burning in a pot on the stove, was just a little hazy around the edges. And it was all because of... A screech shattered the air in the small cottage, traveling right down Edgin's ear canal and rattling his heart inside his chest. He jumped, jostling the small bundle in his arms, and causing it to let out another ear-piercing shriek that he swore was worse than a banshee's wail. And he should know. He'd been up close and personal with one, a long time ago. This was no banshee. He looked down at his baby daughter. Kira's small face was scrunched up in an expression of misery that Edgin felt, if he was being honest, had no place on a newborn baby, whose only concerns in life were eating, sleeping, and defecating in alarmingly large quantities. Whereas Edgin's concerns were many and varied. He no longer had a job, for one. He'd left the Harpers, the do-gooder group to which he'd sworn an oath and dedicated his life, because that blind devotion had resulted in his wife's death at the hands of the Harpers' enemies. The grief and guilt of that had opened up a hole inside of Edgin, a hole that probably would have swallowed him, or he would have jumped in willingly, were it not for the squirming child in his arms. Kira, the only family he had left. He would die for her. He would walk through fire, face down a horde of kobolds, kill anyone who tried to harm her. He also occasionally wished he could toss her out a window to get some peace and quiet and sleep, which was a strange thought to have alongside the fierce love and protectiveness swirling in his chest. Was this what being a parent was supposed to be like? There was no one around to ask. So Edgin had just been muddling through these last few months. He poured himself his 15th or 16th cup of tea from the dented kettle in the center of the table, trying to keep himself alert while Kira continued to wail in infant misery. "I'm sorry, sweetie," he crooned, rocking her in his arms. "I don't know what you want." Getting his daughter to stop crying was just one of the things he'd been failing at. Another was the fact that they were out of firewood, and their pantry, already meagerly stocked to begin with, was now almost completely empty. Whatever he'd been cooking over the fire was giving off a distinctive burnt stench that filled the cottage and made his eyes water. But he didn't want to put Kira down long enough to deal with that. And when was he supposed to go out and get supplies while she was crying, and with what money would he buy them since he no longer had a place among the Harpers? Edgin shook himself out of that downward spiral and took a big swig of tea with his free hand. He grimaced. It was hot and bitter, and doing nothing to ease the fog that swamped his brain. He needed a hot meal, some fresh air, and a change of scenery. If he stayed in this cottage for another minute, he thought he might start howling right alongside Kira, and then where would they be? He reached into the pouch tied onto his belt and felt around inside for some coins. He came up with a couple of silver from his emergency funds. It would be enough for a small meal at the local tavern and some milk for Kira. And maybe the trip outside would be enough to distract Kira from her misery. Too much to hope that it would distract him from his, but at least it would keep him awake.